proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
For a dollar?
Hey.
So, you know, it seems like I'm sure that Lindsay does a lot for us. You know, she's always, you know, jumping in to help and all that. Like with this find Rob a wife thing, sure, and all this stuff. But sometimes we ask her to do the simplest things and she's just like, hell no. Like, how long have you asked her? Because she said, Riggins, don't go buy a glue stick. We needed a glue stick for something. Go buy it. I've got a ton of them worth. And then finally, after, you know, she just refused to bring one in, I had to go buy one yesterday.
I'm just so mad about it, too, because I have so many that are not used. Glitter, colors, regular.
Yeah, we don't need all that.
I know.
But we're not doing a little art project. I'm sure you would love for us to do that, though. Lindsay would say, y'all make me a pretty picture for when I come back.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm so mad.
But you might as well bring it now because Riggins is eating half of the one that I brought in this morning.
What do you mean?
He's eating the glue stick like a little kid.
You never eat glue?
No.
Oh. I did.
You're like, oh.
You know,
the purple's the best kind, by the way.
Oh.
The only thing, is that what that is? Purple?
Yeah.
The only thing I ever did with glue outside of what it was supposed to be used for, which I always use too much, too, because if I was gluing something, it bubbles up and it just had these wet spots.
Socky.
But I would put it on my hand and then peel it off like skin.
Sure.
You know, I would do that.
Every popaholic starts that way. They're pouring glue in their hand.
But I think that it's, I think it's BS that teachers of little kids put so much emphasis on how well a kid does an art project or something. You didn't do his picture, didn't put a lot of detail in, you know, that kind of thing. Because doing art is a talent. Some people can do it and some people can't. It doesn't have anything to do with your intelligence level.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Are they judging it based on how good it looks? Or is it like, did you follow instructions about what you should be
doing? No, usually it's about how it looks. Like you do something and then draw a picture of what you think it looks like, and then they'll mark off if it sucks.
That's just messed up.
Yeah. It's just like all these women complaining because their husbands won't dance with them. Then we were watching that Kim's Convenience the other night, which is hilarious. I love it. Because then, you know, I love stereotype humor.
Sure. Of course.
Oh yeah.
Love it. And the wife was sad because the husband wouldn't dance. She loves to dance and she goes to these, dance classes every week and he won't go, or they ain't classes. They're just little social things and he won't go with her and all that. But dancing is not just something that you either say, I'm going to do it or not. You still have to be able to do it. You have to have a talent to do it. And a lot of guys don't have talent to be ballroom dancing. Like Jody watching Dancing with the Stars, you know, saying, I would love to do that since you won't ever dance with me. Your daddy won't ever dance with me. He won't do this with me. It's like, because I can't.
Right.
And you can't do that type of dancing properly and maintain masculinity. If you do that dance the way it's supposed to, that dancing the way it's supposed to be done, you have to look feminine while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just too damn manly to be doing that.
Right. So you could, she's not expecting you to be, I don't know, who was Emmett Smith or whoever won, you know.
It doesn't matter. It would be equivalent, Riggins, if I looked around and said, you know what? Your mama won't learn to hit a fastball for me.
Right.
Your mama won't go learn how to hit a slider. I love doing that. I love hitting baseball. I love going to the batting cages and stuff, and I'm really good at it. But she doesn't give a shit about me, or she would go do it.
Yeah,
that's the same kind of thing. I don't, you know.
I just want to hit grounders to your mom, and she won't get out there. Just,
you know, trying to get her to, you know, learn how to crow hop on a throw from the outfield. She can't even get it to second base.
You're so stupid.
God, she doesn't love me. She doesn't care about what I want.
Yeah, you don't want to do that either, though.
What?
What a phony. If you
go play baseball with her.
Would you?
Would you play catch with her?
It would be the same. Not even playing catch. I mean, for her to say he won't dance with me, and she's talking about formal dancing, is the same as if I said, come try to hit a fastball.
No, it is
exactly the same.
Go ahead.
I think the part that's similar is that you both want each other to at least try to do, or like try to learn how to do it. I think that's the idea, but I think dancing is probably a little easier than hitting a ground ball or whatever.
Yeah, I hitting a fastball. If you have zero talent for that.
Well, those people have learned choreography for a dance. She's talking about just casual,
She's talking about choreographed dance. Not choreographed, but going and doing the tango and whatever dances they do. Going to these, classes and stuff and doing it. Learning the foxtrot. Yeah. And then doing it for real somewhere.
You can do that.
No, I can't.
That is not a difficult thing to learn the foxtrot. We learned that when we were 12 in cotillion.
Cotillion.
I didn't.
Well, trust me, it takes about 2 seconds. Yeah. It's not classes. You can learn it in 20 minutes.
I bet you I couldn't. I'm that bad of a when it comes to that type of dance. Now, I can groove and do whatever, freestyle. But when it comes to that type of ballroom dance stuff, no, I can't do it. No more than she would be able to hit a fastball. No matter how hard she tries, she's not hitting a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. She doesn't even know what side of the plate she's going to use.
Well, that is true. Sometimes she throws with her right hand, she bats.
Right. I throw with my right hand, but I bat with my left. When have you batted? When's the last time you've been in the batter's box? But she, and the fact that she said, I'm not doing, I can't do that. But I just kept on about it and then told everybody else, she won't do it. She just won't do it. She doesn't care about me.
Try.
She doesn't care what I want. I begged her to go to the batting cage and let's hit 90-mile-an-hour fastballs, and she won't. She just refuses. Mm. She doesn't give a shit about me, what I want. Now, she doesn't sit around and badger me about, you need to learn how to dance, but she says all the time.
Yeah, because
your dad won't dance with me.
Yeah. What about in the kitchen? Do you come up and just grab her hand and dance, making dinner or something? I would be more likely
to do that and comfortable with that than she would. She'd be like, what are you doing, freak?
Dancing with you, the thing that you complain about all the time.
I'm busy. Yeah. She don't mean the kitchen, being silly. I mean, like, real dancing.
Hey, you want to go on Dancing with the Stars?
I mean, she wants to be dressed up and out in public.
Okay. Oh, I think that would be great to learn a couple of those steps just to prove her wrong, just to kind of stick it in her face.
I'm not proving her wrong because she thinks I can do it. I can just automatically do it. I'd be proving her wrong if I went and just stumbled and fell and did what I would probably do.
Maybe the first time. Would you be willing to go to a class, like an intro to dance class?
If she would be willing to go try to hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball once.
But they're not apples to apples.
For the same amount of time. Okay. She stays in the batter's box listening to me tell her how to do it for 2 hours or however long a dance class lasts. Uh-huh. We go to the batting cages and do that. Or live pitching. Make it even better.
Live pitching?
Yeah. Make it even better.
Yeah. Bring in.
Let's make this happen. This could be fun.
It's a kid from LSU.
Let's get Jody
Paul
on the mound.
Yeah. Paul Skeens. Well, that's a little, I wouldn't expect her to be able to hit a 99 to 101 mile an hour fastball.
But a 90.
That's a little bit, but 90. It's a good speed. That's a good speed.
She'd get drilled and got, oh my God, you imagine?
Oh no. I'd be scared to death.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pitch to her.
Okay, so if she doesn't want to hit it, maybe she could catch it.
Yeah.
Because,
She's scared too.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of baseball gear here. Let's do this thing.
It'd be my luck. I'm trying to prove a point and she breaks her hand or something like that.
Bonks her on
the head. And then I'd have to divorce her because she'd have a flaw and I can't be having that.
Knocks one of those big teeth out.
What if she did it and then threw like a 100-mile-an-hour fastball and you were just blown away?
What if she did what?
I said, what if she threw like a 100-mile-an-hour fastball? That you'd be blown away.
Yeah. But I mean, that's coming from the guy who only watches deep fantasy movies and stuff. would she also be wearing a cape and shooting magic arrows from from a bow.
Ideally, yes.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.